When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, oh, I won't be afraid, oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you'll stand by me, darling, stand by me, won't you stand by me, if you're in need.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning, everybody. Thanks for being a part of our morning. The tradition continues. Easter dinner buffet at Cypress Bend. Reservations highly recommended, serving between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. At the Carving Station, smoked ham, round of beef, champagne chicken, and Mai Mai Vera Cruz. Great selection of sides, terrific selection of salads and desserts. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. Want to catch a movie? Got some brand new ones at Parkway Cinema. Cabrini, Imaginary, Kung Fu Panda. What do you do? Go to Acadiana Cinema and click on to Parkway Cinema. Catch the movie you want, whenever you want it. Tomorrow, brand new cardiologist in the area. He's going to be our guest. Wednesday, Jeff Landry is scheduled. I'm saying chances are very doubtful with the session, so much going on. If he can, he can. If he can't, we'll replace him. And on Thursday, it is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. The judge is in the house. Judge Verity Gentry, Robert Gentry's in the house as well. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Great. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be with you, Mr. Dumas.
Judge, the recent special session, we had the Attorney General on last week, and she pretty well said the get-out-of-card, jail-free card is gone. She was saying that some people that are sentenced for 12 years may serve 2 years. That's all stopping. Comment on that.
So I'll tell you that the laws were just signed into effect on, I believe, Wednesday of last week. We have had court almost every single day, but there were sweeping changes in parole eligibility, decreasing that for most crimes.
Robert.
Thank you, Ted. Verity, you have made a lot. You've been judge now for about a year and a half. And you have put in a lot of effort toward trying to streamline the process used in the judicial court. The latest that I'm aware of is the process for selecting jurors. Would you go into the changes that have taken place on that?
Yes, I would love to. It's been really fun to come in and be able to think about how to do things differently and potentially even more efficiently. And so one of the main changes that we've had is when juries come in, I send a letter out and I say, hey, how was your experience? Let me know if there are things that we can change. Please respond to this letter. We've had lots of people write in at the Zawali Tamale Fiesta. People stopped me and said, hey, I didn't send the letter back, but I've had these changes at the festival out in Manny, the Fall Fest. People stopped me and said, hey, I didn't write back, but I have these suggestions regarding changes. And so we have change lots of things. One of the first things that we've done, based on a comment from Blake Viles, actually, is we now allow water. We put water out for jurors so that when they show up, they're able to have something to drink, which seems basic, but it's something that I never thought about, that they were prevented from having water by the rules of court. So that's one of the basic things. But another more substantial change that we've had is, in the past, there were you had to send in an initial questionnaire regarding whether or not you met the basic qualifications for a juror. Then you would show up on the day of court an hour early. You'd fill out another questionnaire that then would have to be copied and distributed amongst all the different people who were in court who needed to know the information. Now you can do that all in one document. You have the availability to use a QR code to go straight to an online portal that allows you to do it there. We've had 70 people submit an online juror questionnaire, which saves postage, which saves time, which allows us to organize the documents actually more efficiently when we were in court and even before court. So,
but when you took the office, big backlog of cases. You're making progress?
Absolutely. We have made huge progress. I think we were out of court on our last court date at 3 p.m., which is, no, take that back, 6 p.m., which is very, very different than in the past when we would be there until about 10 p.m.
Okay. I think when Chief Deputy Sheriff Brad Walker told me that when you took office, there was about 1,000 cases behind. Do you recall if that's correct or not?
I haven't looked at the numbers. I'm not sure that there's a way for us to quickly look at those numbers. But there were many, 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 many cases pending, and sometimes we would have up to, 100 people on the docket.
Do you think you're pretty well even with it now?
We are cutting down the backlog, and, it's not me. It's not just me. It's everybody in the system making things more efficient, moving cases. And so we're making important changes, and we're changing the structure of how we proceed with cases in court. We changed the way the amount of court dates that people come to. But I'm also, holding everyone to the time delays and denying continuances in order to try to move cases to resolution, trial, or, resolution in some other way. So,
if you get arrested, are you automatically due bail or not?
So the Constitution entitles people to bail, the right to bail. In limited circumstances, that is, people are not entitled to bail. So in capital cases,
such as?
Capital cases, cases where a person would face a death penalty. And there are other exclusions in the law where a person would not be entitled to bail, but for the most part, yes.
Is bail at your discretion or pretty well set?
So there are preset bonds for certain misdemeanor cases, and then everything else is, the law provides very specific guidelines upon which to set bail.
Same thing for sentencing?
Yes, sentencing, you have your maximum minimum for certain crimes, but you also have sentencing guidelines that tell you what to look at when to consider an appropriate sentence.
Every mama that has a son that has a divorce thinks they're paying way too much child support and not getting to see the kids enough. Child support, is that preset?
Or it's an absolute calculation. You can deviate downward or upward, but there is it's essentially a math problem. You fill in the information and it gives you the number, the appropriate child support number.
So the more kids you have, the more you pay.
It depends.
Robert.
Okay. Verity, one of the things that you have done since you've been judge is to attend seminars and sessions where you could keep updated on what judges are doing. And in January, you attended a session down in Tulane. Would you just discuss that just a minute?
Yes. So even being judge requires a great amount of learning. I have learned more in the past probably 18 months than I did in the 12 years before I became judge. It's a daunting task to learn every area of law that comes before the court every single day so that I can be prepared and make the right legal decision for every person who comes in front of me. So I look out for trainings, especially free trainings that don't cost the parish or the taxpayers any money. And so one of those was a course at Tulane. And I attended that. I also attended a National Computer Forensics Institute in Hoover, Alabama, to learn more about digital evidence, the law as it relates to digital evidence, but also we downloaded a cell phone and looked at the downloads essentially law enforcement would get in order to put what we know in the law in action with what law enforcement would actually do in a case.
The job that you have, is it a continually moving change, or do you have changes as a judge?
Everything changes. I mean, the laws that were just signed in on Wednesday of last week, that creates huge changes for everything that we do in court on a daily basis, especially in juvenile cases. So it is a lifetime of learning.
Judge Verity Gentry is with us this morning. We'll be back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on: Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. Don't forget, when you call them, tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a 10% additional discount.
This is Jesus Bravo from Joaquin, Texas. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in accounting. Accounting is a stable and rewarding career path that provides opportunities for growth. If you have an interest in accounting or finance, consider NSU as the next step in your educational journey. I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. And as always, Forkham Demons.
Nichols is your fishing headquarters. Drop by our sporting goods department and check out our huge assortment of rods and reels. Great brands like Abu Garcia, Luz, B&M, Shimano. Need bait and tackle? We've got hooks by Eagle Claw, lures by Strike King, Rattle Trap, Bandit, and Norman. Custom baits by Gary Yamamoto and Yum. Keep it all together with a new tackle box by Plano. Trolling motors by Minn Kota and boat accessories by Atwood. Before you go to the lake, head over to your local Nichols store.
If you're like me, I have great plans, but taking that first step, well, I put it off. If you're ready to get your body and life back in shape and feel better, a great first step is to get a membership to Toledo Fitness, adjacent to Josh Crow Physical Therapy at 29185 Highway 191. Your insurance may pay it, if not, really low monthly fees. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Come by for a free tour or call 318-590-9140. Don't put it off. Change your life today at Toledo Fitness.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols is headquarters for wedding gifts. So if you've got a wedding coming up this spring or an anniversary, they've got what you want at the store you want: Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. The Moore family, they make sure they have the perfect gift for you at Nichols. Our guest this morning, Robert Gentry, has got with us Judge Verity Gentry. And Judge Gentry, just out of curiosity, any of the laws create a problem that were created in the special session? Anything significant there?
I think every change in the law is significant. It has significant effects for people who are affected by it.
And so the laws that they changed for the general public, good or bad?
The law is what the law is. I don't really have an opinion on whether or not it's good or whether it's bad, especially as judge. My job is to just interpret what the law is and apply it to cases. So one of the major changes was the now concealed carry, no longer required to have a permit, and so people can carry concealed weapons. Is that good or is that bad? Not up to me to decide. The legislature passed it. That's what the law is. But I think it has serious effects on how we go about our daily lives now. You don't have to have training or a permit in order to carry a concealed weapon. So I think whether that's good or bad is in the mind of the person who is affected by it.
Robert?
I think Matt Dillon said it was good.
Matt Dillon died.
But he said it before he died. Verity, one of the things that looks like it's getting to be a bigger problem, probably everywhere, but especially in this parish, is crime by juveniles. Would you address that and talk about juvenile court?
So juvenile court is really a work of the heart for the people who are involved. I can say that all of the attorneys that are involved are there, not because it's just a job for them, but because they actually care about the people that are affected, both the victims and the children who are find themselves in court. And so we spend lots of time looking at school records, looking at other records, getting mental health assessments performed in order to figure out what the best outcome for the kids who are involved in the system would be. And so whether or not crime is on the rise in juvenile court or decreasing, I don't keep up with those numbers. And so what I see mostly in court are first-time offender kids who did something at school that they're also coming to court for. I would say that's the majority of our caseload. There are exceptions to that, people who are, you know, juveniles who come back to court, but for the most part, we don't have carjackings or juveniles who are out committing murders the way they do in other jurisdictions.
People that come to court on drug charges, is that a revolving door?
So drug addiction is an addiction. Generally, yes, if you've been to court once for a drug case.
Moving any closer to getting, this is something Judge Beasley had very close to his heart, and trying to get, I guess, mental and addiction help rather than as much incarceration. Any effort in moving in that direction?
We have a local rehabilitation center that also has an inpatient facility in Shreveport. There are lots of inpatient facilities in Shreveport that we send people to. And so before we have what I call a makeshift drug court, a drug court program where people who are have criminal cases are able to engage in this program in an effort to hold them accountable, that we come back every month and we check in with them, we figure out what's going on, how they've been testing at the rehabilitation centers and what their drug test screens are, positive for substances or negative. And we implement punishment or send them to more significant or intensive treatment. We have applied, well, we will apply for funding and hopefully we'll have an actual drug court program in July of this year.
Rob.
Okay. Verity, what are some of the, we talked earlier about changes that you made in court. We talked about streamlined, how jurors are selected. Any other significant changes you could think of?
Yes, we have changed everything. We have rewired the courtroom in order that people have internet in the courtroom.
Can you actually hear in the courtroom now?
We're not there yet. We do have about six quotes, all of them very expensive to rewire the courtroom. Everyone who has come has said that that we need some assistance in that regard. So
but you're making progress.
We are. Huge progress. Another thing that we've done is we just put a copy machine in the courtroom. That way we can make copies. Nobody has to leave to go into another office or room to make a copy, which seems insignificant, except when you're in court, that time adds up. One of the other major changes I think that we have implemented is serving people with protective orders in open court. So in the past, part of a plea agreement would be a protective order and everybody would leave court. The protective order would be issued and then the sheriff's deputy would get the protective order and try to go find the defendant to serve them with a protective order. Sometimes they would find them, sometimes they wouldn't. And in most cases, if a defendant is not served with a protective order, they can't be charged with violating it later. They have to have known about it and have been served with it. There are exceptions to that rule, of course, but so now we're doing it all in court, all without a significant delay because we have the copy machine there. And that seems like a small deal, but it's huge that the defendant gets a copy of the protective order, the victim gets a copy of the protective order. Everyone knows exactly what it requires of them on the same day that they're pleading guilty to a crime.
Verity, I noticed that Sheriff's Department is now arresting a lot of people or apprehending them for failure to appear in court. Is that a growing problem?
It is. Absolutely, it's a problem. Sadly, the majority of the failures to appear are failing to appear for a traffic ticket. And so we spend a lot of time issuing bench warrants, serving those warrants, holding the people in jail for failing to appear.
We're going to take a break. Judge Verity Gentry is with us this morning. I want to remind you, this Friday night is the big extravaganza at Northwestern State University. This is where you get the great seafood. Tickets are still available. It's a big fundraiser for Northwestern. If you haven't got a ticket yet, there's still a few available. Get those tickets, Northwestern State University.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Tax Solutions at Glenn Dean Tax Service is located in DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Our hours are 9 to 5, except Fridays 9 to 4 and Saturdays 10 to 2. After hours appointments if needed. We know the tax laws as well as changes in the filings. We stand behind you from the filing and through any issues with the IRS. We will get your tax return completed and filed with the best results. For an appointment or more information, call 337-463-2000. Tax Solutions at Glenn Dean Tax Service.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Remember the last time the power went out, the family sitting in the dark, maybe a few hours, so maybe even days sometimes. Are you ready to solve that problem? Briggs & Stratton has a variety of technologies, configurations, and capacities to keep your power on for as long as you need. Dex Outdoor Power in Anacoka, 337-263-3389. Call them for a free evaluation of your needs and for a free estimate. Next time when the power goes out, the lights come on and everything else stays on. Call today, 337-263-3389. During the month of March, come in for a free hearing screening at Hearing Solutions, 815 Worth Street in Hemphill, and in Jasper at 605 West Gibson. Hearing Solutions has the new Oticon Intent Hearing Aid, providing brain hearing and ear hearing with four sensors to hear the best. Call Hearing Solutions in Hemphill at 409-787-3388 or in Jasper, 409-384-2383. Hearing Solutions, on the web at hearingsolutiontx.com. Dr. Karen Mills, ready to get you enjoying the sounds of friends that you have been missing.
Hey, good morning. I want to remind you that if you haven't scheduled an eye exam and you're past time on it, call up Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They got a location close to you. They're professionals. They got the best doctors, best service you'll find anywhere. They got 14 locations, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. Call 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Verity Gentry, Judge, is our guest this morning. Robert Gentry is also with us. Robert, next question.
Thank you, Ted. Verity, I know you love this parish and this area, and you are involved in community affairs as much as time will allow you. Talk about the community affairs you are involved in.
Yeah, it's been so much fun to have a different sort of interaction with the community. And so we've had lots of meetings where members of the Office of Juvenile Justice, Department of Children and Family Services, our superintendent, Shane Wright, and other members of the Sabine Parish School Board and other agencies have gathered together to learn about the Family Need of Services programs, bringing down people from the Louisiana Supreme Court to tell us about that. We've had trainings on trauma-based relational intervention with those same agencies involved. And so gathering up everybody talking about something that affects all of the different agencies has been really fun. But it's also been fun to go out to community events like Senator Seball's ribbon cutting event last week when Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, came down to tour the Sabine School Zawali Tamale Fiesta. It's been so much fun to go out and talk to people in the community and to be more involved than I'd been able to be previously as a lawyer.
You know, a lot of times I think people make mistakes out of lack of knowledge. So something that I find very curious, when is it appropriate and not appropriate to call a judge? Let's take a family member that's got someone that's been arrested, they got a trial coming up. When can people call and you can actually talk to them? And when can people not call and you can't talk to them?
So the rules prevent me from hearing about any case outside of court. And so if it is information intended to have me take action in a case, I'm absolutely prohibited from receiving that information.
So if someone's been arrested, nobody can call on their behalf saying, hey, you know, I want you to know about this or that or whatever.
Correct. That information should go through an attorney and be brought to my attention in a court proceeding with all sides present.
Are there times that you can talk to people about cases that...
No, the rules prevent that, absolutely.
So the simple rule is, if you've been charged or someone that you care about has been charged, when you talk to judges in court.
Absolutely.
Sounds fair. Robert?
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Barry, to you have been on the bench now for a year and a half. What do you think about being district judge?
It has been one of the greatest experiences of my life. Again, I've learned more in the past 18 months than I learned in 12 years of practicing law.
Is it a learning curve? I mean, you keep learning?
Absolutely. Today, we have about 20 cases on our civil rules docket. Those 20 cases involve every area of law that you could imagine.
Such as?
Well, I can't talk about specific cases, but on a general civil rules date, we'll have anything from...
Property disputes.
Property disputes between neighbors' properties.
Divorces.
Well, that's on a whole separate docket.
Oh, okay.
Today's docket is a civil rule docket, and everything under the sun could be litigated on that day other than domestic issues, which have a separate date in court.
Are most cases solved in one meeting?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that in that way, but criminal cases, no. Requires you to come to court, enter a not guilty plea, and then... you know, walk through all of the steps that are necessary in order to get the information that everybody needs to make a decision about the case. But in a civil case, generally, if it involves child custody, property, no, those people are coming back to court a few times. But in other cases, potentially.
Do we need to add an additional judge in Sabine Parish because of caseload or not?
You know, I don't know that. There is a body that studies the numbers to determine whether or not it's appropriate to add a judge or not.
Robert, close it up.
Okay, that's about all I've got. Verity, it's sure good to see you this morning. Appreciate you coming.
It's good to be here with you guys.
Judge, always enjoy having you, and look forward to getting you back again real soon.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I lost a part.